I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You better be happy today. You better be feeling good about what the Atlanta Hawks are doing, because we are. Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Mike Bell, we leave the show last night. Ironically, this happens a lot. And we get home and you're doing whatever you're doing. And then bloop, bloop. All of a sudden, you start to get alerts and people are hitting us up. And our producers are going, oh, my God, can you believe this? And the Hawks, all of a sudden, guys, are winning the offseason. Now, many of you are going to say, well, what's it mean for the regular season? Mm. Well, before we get there, let's talk about where we've been. We have not been day one spenders when it comes to free agency. Right. We've not been in contention for some of the top names who could really come in and help this team over the last few years because, again, whether they wanted to spend or they didn't want to spend, it felt like, Mike, they were just saving. And now all of a sudden with the draft, the addition of Porzingis, and then yesterday to get two guys that can really come in here and make a difference in Nikhil Alexander-Walker, who was set to sign again. None of this becomes official until July 6th, a four-year, $62 million deal. And then you get more shooting, Mike, with Luke Kennard, which is something that this team has desperately needed.
Right.
This thing is starting to look like it's headed in the right direction.
I mean, it just makes sense. And it's funny because you said it. We're kind of conditioned. You know, it is what it is. We made some crazy moves. You know, we had that article written in The Athletic. Think about where we were like 2 years ago. Oh, the owner's son fancies himself a personnel guy. He's got a bunch of dudes, and they kind of push Travis Schlenk out because he thinks he knows what he's doing. Now you got, and again, I can't tell the listeners, I was talking about this today with Clarence, who's a truck driver, delivers for Home Depot.
Clarence!
Shout out. I literally got a holy blank Mike Bell today when I was killing time at Home Depot while running errands. So big shout out. Loves Dukes and Bell. And he said, I got to get on the app and hear that TI interview. I'm like, yes, you do. But he was talking. He said, what do you think? And I said, it's great. And I was telling him, I said, how impressive Ansi Saleh is in person. You know, and all you can do, guys, is just go by what your gut tells you. And it just seems like we got a guy, and with the people he's brought in as advisors too, they seem to have a real plan. Now, Carl and I will discuss how it comes together on the floor. I know if you're not a hardcore NBA fan, you might not know who these guys are. But as far as what we need, this is exactly what we need, Carl. I love it.
I do too. And it is about fit and defensively. How long have we talked on this show? We played Nate McMillan sound bites for 2 years. We didn't play enough defense. We played at a slow pace. We right. continue to play that because
we didn't play defense.
Thank you, Nate. Because we didn't have the defensive prowess across the board when you talked about this team. Let me say this. 00, that's Okongwu,
right,
is coming along and certainly is one of our better defenders. Dyson Daniels is all first team NBA defense. Now you get Alexander Walker, who can also play pretty much any position, 1, 2, 3, guard I'm talking about, the 1, 2, 3, 4, and put ball pressure, Mike, pressure on the ball, on the perimeter. Your perimeter defense just got so much better. And then, oh, by the way, you got guys that can knock down shots. You know why we went to the Eastern Conference Finals in 21? Everybody wants to talk about Trey, and Trey was great. But Trey had guys who could knock down shots. And whether we went to the bench and it was Lou or any of those guys you want to talk about, he had guys that when he dropped it off, whoop, they were going to knock down shots. That's what Luke Kennard does, Mike. He is a 43-44% three-point shooter. That's coming in last season. But over the last few years, he's been one of the best in the NBA. Right. And then you talk about Alexander and what he did for the Wolves over the last few seasons. I just feel like these are the moves that kind of put you over the top that people will ignore and say, well, he's not a superstar. You're missing the point.
Yeah, and guys, for what it's worth, I know it's just like after the draft, now we got to see what the Falcon players do that we've accumulated and we've added through free agency. But a lot of people liked our moves. Everybody loves our Hawks moves. When's the last time you went, like, you go to ESPN and you're not crapping on Atlanta or Sporting News or SI or anything? And I looked at everything this morning and last night when the news broke. It's like everybody universally praising what we're doing. So from guys that really, really know the sport and cover it. Yes. So if you don't believe us, maybe you'll take their word for it. And I know it's sort of counterintuitive for Hawks fans to expect, you know, anything but just, you know, a lot of stupid moves and not spending money. They used that $25 million exemption from the DeJounte Murray trade. They cashed that marker in. They're doing the things which fans have been asking them to do, and they're making moves that make sense.
404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. We certainly want to hear from you today because this is positive. This is momentum. This is winning in the offseason, which should afford you to win during the regular season and then into the playoffs. And again, if everything goes right, and they're not done. They're not done. They still got money to spend. I know you're like, well, we're not even to the first apron, guys.
Right.
And you only spent about $14 million. Of that $25 million exemption, you have about $11 million left to spend on one or two players based on what you're paying N'Keal Alexander-Walker. So they're not necessarily done. You're going to add a couple of guys. They don't have enough guys on the roster quite yet. What else can you add? Can you go get another vet who can help you?
And again, you're asking, what about Caris LeVert? Well, again, the guy we just signed is a younger version and a better version. And Caris, by the way, signs a $29 million deal with the Pistons. So we'll see where that one goes. I know that we've still talked about maybe adding another big, you know, again, maybe just another body as Asa Newell, you know, sort of learns the NBA game, right? That's about all we need.
Yes, yes. And by the way, Dominator, say what you just said to me. Dominator's behind the glass, our engineer, Day-Day, our executive producer. Say what you just said to me.
Yeah, so after all of the moves that the Hawks made, Vegas updated odds, and right now the Hawks are the favorite to land Giannis
what?
In trade.
What?
Giannis?
Well, I mean, now, Dominic, you're getting crazy. Now, I mean, that's crazy talk.
What?
Now, again, they just Miles Turner, kind of out of the blue, signs with Milwaukee. They also cut Dame Lillard. See that? I mean, they let Dame go. Adios, Joe. So that's – and a guy – what's that? You got an Achilles, and we're cutting you. So enjoy your offseason. Is that to make more room for Giannis? Is that to bring more pieces in to prove it to Giannis to stay? What's it all about?
Well, they signed Miles Turner. Right. So they needed the money to sign Miles Turner to
so that's it.
$107 million deal. But I think also – and it's funny, Day-Day and I were talking about this, and you guys, we'd love to hear from you. Look, they need one more piece. We're a really good-looking team right now on paper. And again, this is considering everybody's healthy, right? We got JJ back. That's Jalen Johnson. All these guys are coming back. But it looks really good right now. But I still think they need one more piece. And, Mike, right. You know, when we talk about the bigs, go get another vet big. And some of these guys are just they're coming off the board. And Miles Turner was a guy that I thought was going to be there and probably be back with the Pacers. He's going to Milwaukee. And the point that I'm making about Day-Day and I was he says to me, is he wasting time? Meaning, Giannis, why are you going back to Milwaukee? Dame came to play with you because he thought he could win a championship with you. You don't have championship coaching anymore. Sorry, Doc Rivers is not that.
Nope.
The team is older than it was when you won the chip, and your pieces are depleted. It makes no sense. But I don't know if Giannis wants to make a fuss about this, Mike, and be like, hey, and do what most NBA stars do when they're tired of being in that place, like Kevin Durant, right, and demand a trade. But I just feel like he's going to waste 3 or 4 years and then ask for a trade, and it'll be too late.
I don't understand. I'm with you. I mean, he's brought a championship to the city of Milwaukee. For those who don't know, the Hawks actually were scouting the hell out of him, but we had an assistant coach who went up to Milwaukee. We could have had Giannis, but we had a coach that went up there and gave the secret scouting sauce away. But anyway, you go back, and now you look at where he is. Okay, you won a championship, and you're right. Bud was the brains of that operation at a time and place with the role players like Jrue Holiday and crazy Bobby Portis with the crazy eyes. They had all those nice pieces that you needed.
That's right.
You know, and we probably still could have beat him if Trey stays healthy. I'll die on that hill. In that Eastern Conference Finals, if Trey doesn't trip on the ref. Either way, he's got his title. Why, Milwaukee, get the hell out of there. Come on, man. Get down to where the action is. Come to the A.
I'd love to see it.
It's hard to see that.
I'd love to see it.
But
now, if that happens,
giddy up.
Forget about it.
I don't think I'll be getting any more calls from the Hawks to ask me if I want to buy tickets.
Forget about
because
it.
Because you won't be able to get tickets.
Yeah. Not, again, that right now is a pipe dream. But if that happens, Atlanta,
right,
forget about it. Now we're not, it's not top four. We're top one or two seed in the Eastern Conference because you have a multitude of guys that can get it done for you. And that is something Trey has never had. I love where we're at. I don't know, Mike, if that's going to be the investment, but I do think they got one more big move in them.
And one thing about Trey, we talked about the leadership thing, and we've spent a lot of time on the concerns. If Trey doesn't feel this thing's going the right direction, he's just going to opt out, which some experts say, let Trey opt out. You're not going to win. Well, now this thing is built with Trey to go make a run, and now we'll see where it goes from here. Perhaps Trey, who, by the way, reaches out to everybody we're signing, welcome to the A. He's basically the welcome wagon right now, Carl, for this team. He's taking the leadership role. I love it.
Well, I do too. And you know, for everybody who said people don't want to come here, you need your stars to be able to recruit guys. This is what this is about. Like, it's one thing to say, yeah, we're cool, we played in an all-star game together, but okay, what makes this attractive? Yes, I'm able to cut the check, not trade the team and the organization, but also your star selling you on, man, we can do something here, and I want you to be a part of that. That's a good feeling. And so I commend Trey for whatever was said, because he did call both of these guys and helped, lure them. The Kennard deal is just a one-year deal. But those are the kind of moves that this team has been reluctant to make, Mike, when you talk about, hey, I'm bringing in a guy for this specific reason. We need more of this. And that's the role that Kennard fits. But I love it. And I'm with you on that. 404-726-0929. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. And follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. And, of course, this radio station. When you guys subscribe or you listen on the app, make sure you subscribe to Dukes and Bell. You can hear all of our stuff back. Listen to the segments. Listen to the guests. You never know who's going to stop by. That's been evident over the last couple of weeks, guys. When guys just pop into the studio and you don't know what actor, entertainer, or who. Whoever is going to stop by. With that said, we're talking with you about the Hawks. And again, this feels good. And if you're an Atlanta fan, you should feel much better today than you did yesterday about the direction of this team. And Mike, you mentioned this. Kind of feels like we might have a guy who knows what he's doing. And yeah. I'm talking about the GM.
Right. And it just feels like we've got a guy who gets it. Now, we didn't know, what his role was in the previous regime. Landry Fields just never, ever impressed me with anything he said or did. I just keep it real. He just seemed like a dilettante. He's a functionary in a front office. He can't be the man. And I think there were some issues. I think they've straightened that out. I think they've streamlined the process. Sure looks like it, because these moves make sense. And yes, guys that are hitting us up on the text line going, are you kidding me? Yes. We're 6-1 to land Giannis, according to Vegas.
There it is.
I mean, it's crazy. The Bucks, by the way, are 2-1. Are actually -200. So basically it's almost like even money 1-2. But yeah, we're 6-1. Raptors are 8-1. Knicks are 15-1.
Let me tell you something. Mike Bell, if that news drops, anytime this week, I am losing it. I am going to absolutely lose it. Because now, seriously, guys, you are not just in the hunt. You are a championship caliber team. Add Giannis to any team, but you add him to a team where you have a distributor like Trey. And now you've got additional scorers who have specific roles. And by the way, we're not even talking about how you improve defensively with Giannis.
Right.
Okay? So you're talking about Porzingis, Mike? Giannis is way more athletic than Porzingis. All that stuff coming to the lane and he's coming off a help defense, it's a different animal.
But, that's the thing. Look, let us just dream about this as guys are going, you guys are on drugs. No, I'm not.
Why not?
I'm on Advil. But anyway, no, it's my back is killing me. But anyway, as far as the odds of Giannis, look, Vegas looks around. They see the Hawks making money moves. They feel potentially the wrestler feels it's time to go in. So that's why, all I can tell you is Vegas, you know, sometimes knows some things other people don't know. Either way, it's fun to have this conversation and to actually look at something and go, holy crap, we're a 6-1 at anything to land a superstar in the league.
That's so true. Because that's not been our lot.
Not our MO.
We've not been there. By the way, Clint Capella, gone. He agrees to a 3-year, $21 million with the Rockets. For those who forget, he was traded here from the Rockets. That's where he started his career. So Clint, kind of a homecoming. And I'll say this, in the West, Rockets going to be deep. Like, they were the number two team in the West behind OKC, but they've added some nice pieces, and that, of course, includes Durant. But no more Clint Capella, guys. But, again, I feel like, Mike, we've gotten younger and even more athletic, and guys who can finish around the rim, right, which is something, you know, that Clint Capella struggled with. Appreciate his time here. You know, again, when this team was built the right way, his role was specific. But then over the last couple of years, I just felt like it kind of tailed off.
Yeah, I thought, you know, we got the – honestly, I think you brought this up earlier in the week. We got the best of Clint. We got the best of Clint.
Agreed.
You know, and then it was kind of diminishing returns from there. So, and look, Okongwu and how he – I think he's better served as a four anyway. Now the question, we'll get into this later this week, how does Quinn Snyder use all these pieces? What does it look like?
Boy, it's a good problem to have. I mean, it really is. We'll talk about this roster, what it looks like, more on the Hawks, because they are the story. And not just here. I mean, sometimes we live in our bubble, and you just, you know, you get caught up in what you're hearing. Guys, this is going on all around the country. People from other cities are hitting me up going, man, y'all are killing it. That is the vibe right now for our Atlanta Hawks. Matter of fact, we're going to talk to Brian Oliver coming up a little bit later on. FanDuel, Hawks NBA analyst coming up next hour. Also, Seth Emerson's going to join us. Interesting college football stuff to get with him about. And Grant, because the Braves are back in action tonight, Mike. They do a little switching up with the rotation, man. We got to talk about that and what it means as they head into this very important Angels series. We'll do it next on Sports Radio 92.9.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Not in the game.
Tipping on fo-fos, huh? It's Dukes and Bell. We are talking about what the Hawks have been doing and what they're going to continue, hopefully, to do, and that's improve this team. We're going to let you hear what a couple of folks that cover the NBA, including Mark Spears, had to say about Trae Young's excitement. And Mike, it's interesting because guys are like, man, y'all keep dreaming. Look, all we want to do is win. And if it happens that we get one of the generational talents of Giannis Antetokounmpo to come to Atlanta, based on the fact that Mike said to me in the break, apparently Giannis is upset with the way that he handled the Dame situation. Well, how upset? Is he upset enough to leave, force his way out, Mike, because he didn't like the way that was handled?
Right. So just for a moment, for a day at least, can we have a conversation where this is actually plausible and possible? Because, as we said, now Vegas can, you know, get people to bet on anything, but it is kind of funny that aside from basically the Bucks being the basically you bet 200 to bet 200 to win 100 favorite, we're 6-1. I just felt that, you know, you look at a guy's career, what's he looking to achieve? What's the perception? Because, you know, for years, how many times we have this conversation the other day with, Rick Ross? We were joking around about it.
That's right.
About the feeling that somehow guys, no, it was Pastor Troy. Pastor Troy. And Pastor was saying, yeah, man, we laughed about it. The perception that everybody likes to come and have fun in Atlanta, but people don't necessarily want to play here or live here. That would really kind of blow that away. And by the way, you know, Trey is lobbying and was working the phones for these trades to get done as well and these moves to happen.
Yeah, a guy hit me up. He says, what you giving up? Whatever.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Well, Jalen Johnson goes.
Well, but who cares? Like, at this point, you're worried about that? You're giving up that unconditional first-round pick that you just got. You're probably giving up some future first.
Right.
Right?
We didn't give to the Mavericks.
Correct.
I mean, give to the Spurs.
And you keep it moving. Like, let's not get caught up in, we haven't won anything.
You're telling me you're going to quibble over trading Jalen Johnson to get Giannis Antetokounmpo here? Come on. Let's keep it real.
All right.
I mean, we love Jalen. One of the other things about everything we're excited about right now as we're presently constructed is that Jalen Johnson plays more than 65 games this year.
He has to. That's one thing he's got to show us. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. You guys can chime in. Braves tonight, they switched up the rotation. Grant Holmes is going to go tonight. It was Didier Fuentes who was supposed to be on the mound. First time at home, by the way. So he pitched on the road twice. We're going to see how he does at home. Hopefully he's better at home. I like his stuff. But again, you know, you talk about giving your team a chance. And, Mike, we're kind of stuck in a pickle right now because of the pitching situation with injuries. You're rolling a couple of guys out here that you did not expect to, he's one of them.
You could have done this in 2023. You can't do this in 2025. That's the problem because he's a young arm, but he's not ready. He's just not. And it's just the desperation we have because it's too early to trade for starting pitching. You don't really have any other options. So here we go. And as you said, they flip-flop Grant Holmes to try to set the tone for this series. But this is why, Carl, you could never have enough. And it's why I harp on it every year. And once again, I know the Smith-Sharver thing, no one expected that. But you kind of have to expect young pitchers having arm problems nowadays.
Snickers said it's about command. It's not about how hard you throw. The kid throws hard.
Yeah.
But it's about command. And he said he's a young kid. He's learning that every time that he goes up there. And he's going to learn something different. And by the way, if you're going to do this, if you're going to be committed to it, you got to be good with the ups and downs. You got to be good with him giving up, you know, in 3 1/3 innings against the Mets. 6 runs and 2 home runs. Like, you've got to live with that as he continues to grow. And the problem is, to Mike's point, are you in this race? Because if you are, then those starts are not helping you. So he's going to be an interesting case study for the Braves. But look, they have confidence in him. And the kid, again, you're talking about going from A-ball to the majors or whatever. He didn't play Double-A. He wasn't in Gwinnett. This is going to be a challenge for anybody who's thrown into that fire.
It is just, you know, the reality of it is, I mean, they don't have anyone else. I mean, they've got a few other guys in the minors, but that's about it. So this is basically, we don't have any other options. So, I mean, I love it. I wish, you know, what are you going to do? You can't do bullpen starts every fifth day. you'd be running out your bullpen. So this is best as good as it gets.
All right, we're going to talk more about this with Grant McCauley coming up, but hopefully we get a good start tonight with Grant Holmes. Angels in town, and again, this is an important series. No Ron Washington, by the way. We love Ron. We wish him the best. He is done, at least for this season, medical issues, and so he's out. But you will not get a chance to see Ron at the ballpark if you're going over the next few days. Hey, Dominator's behind the glass. Appreciate him being here as always. Day-Day is our executive producer. Let's get to the Daily Download.
Story number one.
Let's hear from Grant Holmes, because he was talking about how these starting pitchers are feeding off of each other. I have a great start. You want to come out. Smoltz and all these guys used to talk about this all the time. Madison have a great start. I want to come out and be better. And it drives you to be great. Here's Grant Holmes.
Oh, you know, it's great. It's kind of like hitting. You know, hitting gets contagious. You know, you see your teammates doing well. You know, you just want to, you know, kind of repeat what they do. You know, with Strider and Sale and Schwelly, what they did the past, you know, three outings before mine, you know, it was really special.
Hopefully Matt Olson can continue to be hot, Mike. He had a couple of hits on Sunday, and then he reached base streak of 30 games. So that's something we'll be watching for. And then again, you know, we asked this yesterday, and it just continues to be the narrative for this team. The guys that are not hitting, and the lineup is not out yet, Day-Day. Is Money Harris out? And I want to see if Money Harris is out there. He should be after getting a couple of days off. But the guys that are not hitting, Mike, they got to start hitting at some point.
Right, because, again, you got to help this pitcher out. You know, he was 0-6 when they moved him up. He had a couple starts in AA, one start in Gwinnett. And as you said, you see the promise in him. Hurston Waldrop would be the other guy. Everybody else in Gwinnett is under 500 as a starter. So you don't have anyone else. So help this kid out, man. Get some clutch. You know, what are you expecting from Money Harris, by the way, after the layoff?
I don't know. I mean, I want to see if he's in the lineup, first and foremost. Because if he's not, that tells us a lot about where the confidence level is with him right now.
I mean, you're going to take this all the way to the All-Star break?
No, I just feel like you could do it for a week.
Okay, that's what I was, you and I were saying, maybe a few days.
You could do it for a week. You can't do it for two. Now that's too much time, right? There's one thing that, like, all right, I'm in the dark room, Aaron Rodgers, and I'm thinking about all this stuff, and I'm going to come out of it feeling a different way, and I've worked on some things. Mike, it's just like with anything. You sit too long, man. It's not good.
Yeah, I've been in the darkness.
I know.
You got to go in there.
Hopefully he comes out and he's in the lineup tonight and he's hitting. We're talking about Money Harris. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
Let's talk about what people are saying about the Hawks. Mark Spears covers the NBA, has for a very long time. Said he talked to Trey. Here's what was said.
But I know one person that's happy is Trae Young. I talked to Trey at the beginning of the finals in Oklahoma City. And he was, you know, he's keeping an eye on things the same way you guys are talking about LeBron keeping an eye on things. Trey's been keeping an eye on things. He has a big extension that he could send this summer. But I talked to people close to him. They say Trey is ecstatic. He got Porzingis. He got Nikhil. He wants to keep adding some shooting. He still has his young guys. Jalen Johnson's going to get healthy. Trey is excited about this team. I'm sure he'll get this extension. And now the Hawks. Are their contender.
It was Chris Haynes, a senior NBA insider, who says Giannis very upset with Dame Lillard getting cut the way he did. They're going to stretch out that money over 5 years, apparently, according to Shams Charania. So either way, that was a conversation we had. Can Trey go be the Hawks brand ambassador, Carl, and bring home the Greek Freak?
It'd be great. I mean, look, again, how frustrated is he? It's one thing to be like, that was wrong, and I didn't like the way they handled it, but he is the franchise. So, you know, again, is he going to get somebody fired over this? Doubtful. But he can also put pressure on the franchise to either make moves or make him get up out of there.
Snyder have a good rep?
Who's that?
Quinn Snyder got a good rep around the league, I think, right, from his time in Utah? I mean, okay.
He does. And look, I think that's another thing, too. I know that he is not one here. And when we say win, we're talking about out of the play-in, guys. But his reputation as one of the better coaches in the league certainly is that. We're talking about Quinn Snyder. Meanwhile, this is Bill Simmons, guys. I think this is on his podcast, maybe. I don't know. He does all that different stuff. But he's been around the league, covers the league. And this is what he said about our deals, specifically about the Hawks.
You know, they're not at where Houston is from a close to win the title standpoint. But it's a little similar in that I just like a lot of their pieces and they have flexibility. And they don't have to, you know, they have some extension stuff coming. They're going to have to pay Trey in a year. They're going to have to pay Dyson. But for right now, they actually have the flexibility to do a couple more things. And I think they should. I think the East is, as we've talked about many times, is sitting there to make a move. And that's a team that I think I'm really interested to see what they do over the next 10 days. We're going to find out once and for all about Trae Young, I think, this season.
Okay.
And that's the perception that we always deal with. We deal with folks from outside Atlanta about Trae.
Look, he's saying that because the better the players are around you, the higher the expectation goes. If you thought Trae should have been in the playoffs and winning games by himself 2 years ago with G League guys, that's just unfair. Now, as the talent gets better, he's right about that. I do think people will look at this and say, okay, if they're playing at the same level and the talent has risen around him, maybe he is the reason why this thing is not going anywhere. If all of a sudden, Mike, we're a 50-win-plus team and we're a top-four seed, now you're saying, okay, talent's better. Trae has elevated everybody around him. So I don't think Bill Simmons is wrong about that, and he's right. The Rockets, I said it before the first segment, they are deep. And that's a team that might contend for the NBA title.
The big if, and again, the honest thing does seem like long odds, but hey, we can have fun talking about it. The big if, though, Porzingis health, Jalen Johnson health. Because, you know, two of your five starters are question marks. But if those guys stay healthy, this is a better team than we went to the conference finals with in 2021. I mean, Bogey, Capella, John Collins, obviously Trae, the bench, of course, Gallinari, Herter. Hunter was still on that team. We had Rajon Rondo for a minute, but I'm saying you could argue that there's more talent right now before they even finish the moves.
The similarity is you had a lot of young guys that you still didn't know about on that team, just like with this team.
Right.
Right? We didn't know Herter could ball out the way he did and basically saved us in game six.
Right.
There were things that we learned about on that team. I think there's a similarity there. You're right. Hey, Dolphins got their guy, so they're not calling for Kyle Pitts. Because a guy came out of retirement named Darren Waller.
Former Georgia Tech standout who was pursuing a musical career and just kind of kicking it. They trade a sixth. The Giants still had his rights. They sent a seventh and Waller down to South Beach.
Yeah. He said the one team he was willing to come out of retirement for was Miami. If you don't think they knew this before they made the Jonnu Smith trade, you're wrong. We're coming back. We got plenty more to dive into. Our daily download is brought to you by ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. And congratulations to Alicia Gray. She is named the 2025 WNBA All-Star. We've been talking a lot about Caitlin Clark. We got a pretty good team with the Dream, and Alicia Gray can ball out. So congratulations to her. We're coming back. We got more to dive into here on Sports Radio 92.9.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On the game.
Coming up, we are going to talk more about the NFL and some of the things that are happening. And it seems like there's a lot of movement, Mike. I mean, this is the NBA free agency time period, but there seems to be a lot going on with NFL teams, including the Dolphins trade with the Steelers and then Darren Waller going there, who retired last summer. If you retired, would there be something that would bring you out of retirement? Like, because when people think about retirement, that means you're already gone, right? When you start saying, hey, you know what, I'm thinking about retirement, more likely it means that you're not fully committed to whatever it is. And so then you retire. But coming out of retirement, you better be committed.
Right. Money, number one. Okay. Or if you're already financially secure, legacy. You know, do you feel you got a chance to win something special? Maybe, I mean, I don't think the Dolphins are going to win a Super Bowl anytime soon. I don't believe in that coach, but probably the hottest seat is his. But Waller's a guy, like, when he's got his head on straight and he did turn his life around, he had some issues off the, you know, with substance abuse off the field. He had a couple of great years with the Raiders. You know, he was really, I mean, athletic. You know, this guy can make plays. Had him on my fantasy team once, actually. We interviewed him a couple of years back. But
yeah.
Georgia Tech alum. So good for him, man. But yeah, money, 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 honey. That's what would get me out of retirement.
Yeah, I it's interesting because is he going to go to Miami and win? Like, you have to feel like, all right, to your point about coming back, do we really have a chance to win something big here? Where are the Dolphins in your pecking list or your pecking order, Mike, when you start talking about the AFC? They're not a top five team, are they? I mean, when you start talking about the AFC, you could take four teams from the NFC, AFC North, or three teams, and put them before you would put the Dolphins, and that's not including the other teams that we're not even talking about.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I look at this and I go, man, he's coming back to a situation that could or could not work. And like you said it, the coach could be fired. Mike McDaniel, he could be done by halfway through the season. Yeah, we'll see.
It's an organization that has – so funny is Ross, the Dolphins owner, he makes more money off the Formula One weekend than he makes off the entire – it's amazing. The Dolphins season. Isn't that crazy? As far as like attendance and hot dogs and T-shirts and everything, he runs a really good event. I've been down there, had season tickets for it. But Mike McDaniel, I've never understood his appeal, and I thought that in-season Hard Knocks kind of showed him to be, I don't know, I maybe that translates to a younger group of dudes, but when I see this guy, I just, man, this guy is a head coach in the NFL. Bruh, amazing energy. We're just bringing it. The offense, you know, misfired at times. They've had teams that were in position to go make the playoffs, and then they just choked it away. You know, their defense is actually better than their offense, as much as I complain about their defense.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Hey, more NFL coming up at the top of the hour here in about 15 minutes. We did not mention this in our daily download, and that is that the reigning NBA MVP has a new deal. Shea's new contract, Mike, and I just want to talk about this for a second. He agrees to a $285 million extension with the Thunder. Now, this is the stuff we've been talking about with Trey, right? Supermax, all this stuff. But he was first-team All-NBA, and therefore he qualifies for a Supermax deal. It runs through 2030-31. The deal doesn't kick in until 27-28.
Uh-huh.
But his new deal and his new annual salary, Mike, is $71 million. It's the richest for a player in NBA history. Now, you're going to go, well, come on, this is ridiculous. Guys, this is where the league is. Now, everybody's not going to get this. But the few guys that do get these Supermax deals, Mike, this is where they're going to be living. And the crazy thing is, I don't think anybody listening to us would debate, you know, when Michael Jordan got $30 million that last year with the Bulls, and everybody's like, what? And it was well-deserved. Right. It was past, you know, the past pay for all the things that he was able to accomplish.
It was like a gold watch contract.
Correct.
Right.
This is going to be the new norm.
And it's funny because, you know, people, it's wild. The NBA gets this conversation going every time. And I saw our own Abe Gordon tweet out, like, this time of year where you never heard of making millions and millions of dollars.
Lots.
There's role players in the league. And there's guys like this is the new norm when you've got a $76 billion multi-network, multi-platform media contract coming down. The owners have got it, you know, and we've seen them build the brand globally. It's where the NFL, why do you think we're going to Germany with the Falcons? This is how the NBA business model has worked. But they're printing money. And the payroll is cheaper because you got less guys.
Yes.
You got a 53-man roster in the NFL. You got 12 to 15 guys in the NBA. So it's just that in that sense right there, the economic sale, it's going to go continue. Now, Trey, I'm curious what Trey's contract is going to look like, especially depending on what happens this season. Because Trey could be in a position for that Supermax. Imagine if this team, you know, a lot of folks right now feel this team is a top four team in the East.
Yes.
And then, as you said, there's still some more moves to be made.
Yeah, I do. I feel that way on paper. Shea, $71.3 million annual average. Again, we talk about this in the NFL as well. But remember, right. In the NFL, it's signing bonus, and you get a lot of money. That money up front guaranteed. This is all guaranteed. All of it. 76ers Joel Embiid, $64.3 million, Mike. That's his annual average annual value. And then you got Jason Tatum, $62 million. He's not even playing next year, obviously the Achilles. Right. But these are the numbers that you're going to be hearing about. Giannis, 58.5. These are the top five highest paid players by average annual value. And then you got Anthony Davis. Two of these guys, three of these guys are hurt, right? Embiid? Right. I mean, Anthony Davis got injured at the end, and then Jason Tatum. And again, no fault of his own. It's just these weird Achilles injuries. But it's like that's where this thing is going. And I only say that to say people are like, man, this is stupid. And this is the stuff that we hear from listeners and people, Mike. Oh, I stopped watching sports. Well, guess what? Salaries in every sport that are making money are going up. And the NFL is printing money. And that's why you're seeing the monster deals you're seeing. And Mike just mentioned the contract with the NBA. This is where it's at.
Yeah, right now, it's for as far as player salaries, as you mentioned, the bigger contract is $314 million total for Jason Tatum. But Giannis, for those who are wondering, Giannis's contract, $57 million this year, $62 million next year, $66 million. That would be a trade and rework the contract, or you just assume that contract if we traded for Giannis?
Oh, no. You're probably taking on what's left and then with the assurance that you're going to extend it.
But, you know, everything changes for, you know, Tony Ressler if we are a championship-caliber team. I mean, as far as the revenue, as far as everything else, then it sort of pays for itself in a sense. You know, not to mention, imagine if you got Giannis here and, hey, man, I could live anywhere in the city. I may get an apartment down there at Atlantic Yards, walk right across the State Farm. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that kind of daisy chain or connect on this one. But it's just reason if you're just tuning in, the Vegas, there's an article that our man Dominic found that Vegas has got the odds right now. It's aside from the Milwaukee Bucks, who are basically a 1-2, we are then the second best odds at 6-1 to try to land Giannis if he was to head out.
So looking at the roster, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The thing about our number right now is we're at, what, $180 million projected salary?
Mm-hmm.
The tax threshold starts, Mike, at $187. The first apron's $195 million. So I don't think we're even going to come close to the first apron, which means, again, everything that we're talking about, and again, this is all kind of convoluted for those who are like, what the hell is this first apron? It's basically getting in the realm where the owner is going to be taxed for spending over the amount of the cap, okay? And we're under it. With the team we currently have, with the guys that they currently have on this roster, we are under it. And again, we said this. The two teams that competed for the NBA championship this year were both under these taxes, right?
Now, Minnesota, obviously, in the conference finals, has to go up at Indianapolis. Indiana, I should say, just lost Miles Turner, by the way, speaking of cap space.
Yeah, and again, even if you add another player, that trade exemption, we still have $11.3 million left. As I said to Mike, so you could go get one player, you could go get two players. Part of that's going to be used for getting Alexander Walker. I just, you know, I think this is a situation where we're in a good place. Financially is what I'm saying. And if you're asking about Giannis, this is where I'm going with this. If they wanted to do it, they could.
Right.
You're not even close to the first or second apron, which is the second apron nobody wants to be in because you're paying an enormous amount of tax.
That's what Golden State lives in. Correct. And Clippers live in.
But you could do it. And so for everybody's like, well, how would they do it? Mm. This is how. We are under right now those thresholds with the projected salaries of what these guys are going to get. 404-726-0929. All that to say, we feel really good about where the Hawks are. That's the financials of it. But ultimately, Mike, it's going to come down to winning and, you know, putting a product on the floor that people want to see at State Farm. And I have to say this, hearing people talk about this like, hey, I'm going to go check out a game or two. Oh, I already want to go down and see what this is going to look like. They're going to be an up-tempo team. Style makes fights. We talk about it. And Mike, they'll be fun to watch. I think Trey is the, you know, he dictates that. But if you're winning, that's, of course, that's going to change the opinion of a lot of people. And that's where we're all right now. The Hawks are viewed, so don't you think, around the country as a team that, yeah, Trey's,
But they don't go anywhere. They don't go anywhere. That's right. And that's, and by the way, I just look up, the Clippers are actually out of the luxury tax right now, which is interesting with the Harden contract, which is kind of funny how they move that money around. But you, you look at luxury tax and the teams that are in it, Boston, Cleveland, Phoenix, Knicks, Denver are the teams right now that are in the luxury tax.
And all teams, you got to go back. The reason why they got into it is because they thought they were championship caliber teams.
Right.
Knicks made all those trades. You talk about Denver won it. They paid everybody. They thought they were going to be back in the mix. All those teams, Boston, it makes sense. But that's what we're talking about. If you're not there, then do you go all in? And first, you got to get a team that's competitive enough to potentially show that they can get there. And that's where I think we're building in the right direction.
So now, as we said, guys, for the first time since probably the 2020, and by the way, that was a surprise too, as we said. That was a surprise season. Remember, we had Lou Williams.
Lou!
We had Solo Hill. We had Gallinari. Remember we used to joke around, was it good Gallinari night or bad Gallinari night? Remember, sometimes you go for 16, other nights it'd be like two. But we had a team which surprised everybody. That was a year, remember, it was kind of the weirdness of coming out of the COVID for some people, and it was just some teams weren't committed. And I don't care, no asterisk, because the Bucks got a championship. No one says anything about that. But that was...
Well, they played a full schedule.
Right. And that was a year that we just got hot at the right time. Things were clicking. Trey, of course, you guys remember the Knicks game, taking over, beating the Knicks in five, beating the Sixers. It was just an amazing year. But that team, as we said, as it was constructed, Lou was a... That's an amazing piece off the bench. You know, that's... You're now starting to see the kind of shooters and the kind of bench pieces, the size, the front. That's a better... Like, even with Porzingis not healthy... If we can have a little more size, that's still a better option than John Collins was that year in Capella.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, and Collins was, that's what I'm saying, Mike. He was still an unproven piece.
Capella was, the thing with Collins, guys, was what was your mean on for Collins? We loved Collins' attitude. He'd always call people out, call Trey out all the time about leadership and everything else. And then he'd go for 5 points. That was the beef with Collins. And he was just a guy that was so athletic, you're like, man, if he could just get that consistency on the outside shot, that just never happened. Look, John's had a great career. He's gotten paid a fortune, by the way. But now he's going to be out there for somebody as well.
Yeah. You talk about Lou. I mean, Lou was the sixth man of the year, what, three times, four times in the NBA?
A glue guy, too.
But I mean, like, that. What it tells you, and we knew this coming out of high school, he could score, right? We knew that. And he got to the league, and then, you know, he did it with multiple teams. He was sixth man of the year with the Clippers, sixth man of the year with the Raptors. Like, this is what Lou was. So when you got that, Mike, this is what we're talking about, giving Trey the weapons around him that you can trust guys that, hey, I need a bucket. I'm not worried about it.
Back then, Bogey was consistent and was healthy. That's a year you'd have to worry about Bogey getting hurt all the time.
Yeah.
Bogey and then Herter. Herter, we talked about. We had some really good bench scoring, three-point shooting. That's why with Luke Kennard, guys, this guy's the best. He's a year removed from 2 years in a row being the best three-point shooter.
Yeah, I like the Kennard move. He is, and know your role. Know your role. He knows his role. He's not going to try to do more than what he has to do. Mm. Hey, man, we're coming back. Going to be a busy 3 o'clock hour. Brian Oliver, FanDuel Hawks NBA analyst, is going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on this and what it means for our Hawks. Some NFL talking. Yeah, man, no man on the way as well. And I got to tell you about what happened earlier today at the radio station. You don't want to miss it. It's Dukes and Bell.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.